So today we'll try to finish up the topic of competition. I didn't prepare the topic of copyright, so maybe we'll do that next week. But we're looking at Perek Hay. And we're going to start probably around... No, we'll start the last line. We'll start on Seif Nun Dalet. Explain why. Seif Nun Dalet is the last comment... His summary. He says, Yesha Kosvul Shaladina Rabba Posim Choshun Chilukim and Al, Yesha Kosvul Shakola Chilukim and Dinchul Alocha, Umutul is Haris Bechol Ofen. He says, there is a machlokas of whether there is any, the summary of the whole treatment of competition is as a machlokas, Haposkim, whether Halocha does respect. Whether we do have Isurim of competing. Right, so let's refresh our memories of what we learned already. We began with the sugya of Ani Mehabech Bechararo, and that's where two people are competing for a very specific item, a specific house, and then halacha is that until the deal is done, it's really mutter, but Chazal established a din that once a commitment has been made, once you've come to a pisuk domim, once is a smichas das can happen, then one should back off. We had a whole discussion to apply only to sales. It applies to gifts as well. In other words, where the object is very, very hard to come by, so maybe we become more lenient in allowing people to scoop the item. So that's our first. Then we discuss when it comes to actually competing in somebody's parnasa. So then we discussed whether the machlokes, whether it's the din d'oraisa that you can't compete, whether the din d'rabbanan that you can't compete. The Maaser Binyamin said that you're actually damaging somebody, you're hurting somebody, and the Chasam Sofer said that there's no clear din d'oraisa, but Kadosh Baruch Hu must have given direction to Chazal to have some kind of halachas of non-compete. How did we come to this? Because the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, you are allowed to give out candy. In other words, you have a situation where parents send their kids to pick up the items to go shopping for them. So what's the smart salesman doesn't try to convince the parents, because the kids are the ones who are making the purchases. So you get the kids to come to your store. So you give out candy. So the Mishnah says you're allowed to give out candy. Why? Because your competitor can also give out candy. Everyone can give out candy. So that's not unfair competition. So the very fact that the Mishnah said you're allowed to do this means certain things you aren't allowed to do. So the Mishnah chose a very specific example. The example of here was the parents have already told the kids where to shop. The parents have told the kids what to buy, where to buy. And then you're taking these kids and you're saying, you know, come to my store. So you're stealing the kids from where their parents sent them. That could be but it's allowed to do it because he can also give candy. So you see that Chazal, there were certain limitations. The Gemara says that if I compete with somebody else and I have a better product, it's mutter. So something is also. If I compete with somebody else and I bring the price down, the mutter, because it's better for the consumer. So the very fact that the Gemara said certain things are mutter, that means that certain things cross the line when competition is osir. Why would there be such a din? So we had there certain sources. We had a os orer masik gvul chaveroi. So some said that kolola was a Kadosh Baruch Hu censuring a person who tries to take over from somebody else's. We had ushvat mitzedek bein ish legeroi, a person and an interlocutor, I think it's called. Somebody try, what's a ger? So why should I have a din with a ger? Is a ger tzedek? What time is a ger? No, it means somebody who's doing something where he doesn't belong. I have a store, and I have a business. This person is cutting into my business. We've learned that it is that Gemara says that if somebody else is paying taxes and he lives in the neighborhood, he's allowed to set up a store. Because he's paying the same taxes I'm paying. So we discussed, do those taxes still apply nowadays, different kind of taxes, but all of these Gemaras would say it's mutter, it means, but something was crossing, what is crossing the line? So that's what we discussed last time, if a person comes from a different neighborhood, and he's not paying the appropriate taxes of this neighborhood. So then he doesn't have the right to set up a store against me. But that largely doesn't apply. Then we discuss what happens if a person undermines my business in order to be able to become a monopoly. Right? That the Aruch HaShulchan said that crosses the line. A person who sells what I'm selling, and he sells it at not a loss leader. A loss leader, that's like giving out candy. But a person, we're both selling the same lumber, and that person is selling it at a loss. And he's doing it with the intent of just clearing me out, making it impossible for me to make a living, and then he's going to raise the prices when he's the sole person. So that there, Aruch HaShulchan said, that's like a Maaser Rishus. He said, that's a competition which would not be permissible. So the Dain Kohn concludes over here, Yesha Kosvu Sheledina Reva Poisim Choshin L'Chilukim Enal. There are those who have written, and that's primarily the Chassam Sefer, who says that the limitations we discussed last time, which were very, very few, and the limitations that we're going to discuss tonight, which are a few more, they taka are things we have to know, and they say what's also it's motivyesha kosvu, and it's none less than the Ramah, shekolachilukim nidchul alocha, that the discussions and the decisions we're going to discuss tonight were not accepted la'alocha. And there is almost no limitation on competition. Even if he will, I'm going to translate it lightly, I'm not sure if Dain Kohn meant this, even if it will heavily impact my livelihood. As long as you don't go as far as, as long as, which would be, you don't go into the store and the person's about to put the money down. He's in the store and he's already discussed with the salesman how much this sofa is going to cost. And then I try to get him out, and then I try to sell my sofa to him. That would be on a avacharar. But anything less than that, the Ramah says would be mutter. So what is being discussed over here between the Ramah and the Chassam Sofer? Again, which he says that most have accepted the Chassam Sofer. And that's the issue which comes up, and it goes back to Gemara Bava Basra. The Gemara Bava Basra says, I think you have it in front of you, but you may have, we'll come back to, I think you have Mem Gimel, page Tov Samach Gimel. I may not have Xeroxed the last page, but Tov Samach Gimel, page Tov Samach Os Mem Gimel, 43. So that's where we'll now explain this conclusion of Dain Kohn, and that is that the Gemara Bava Basra says that I can't do something which is posik lelechiyusei, which will interrupt his livelihood. So one example that the Gemara has is where you have a cul-de-sac, and there is a tailor in the cul-de-sac, and I set up a store at the beginning of the cul-de-sac, and I'm also a tailor. So everybody who needs tailoring has to pass by my shop. Now, until now, he was the only show in town, and they'd have to, and it, they all came to him. So now I'm in his traffic. The Gemara in the end says that would probably not be Osir, but what would be Osir is a fisherman who has nets set up, and he has bait set up, and all the fish are going to make it his nets, and then I put my nets upstream. So all the fish that he's already attracted with his bait come down through my nets. The Gemara says that it doesn't mean that he gets the whole river, right? The Gemara says, the Gemara figures out how do fish work? They figured out when do fish get baited? And that a certain geographical limitation of when a fish sees the bait and then goes for it. If I put my nets further up the river than that, so those fish haven't been caught by him yet. So those then I'm allowed to do. But if I put my fish in such a situation where the Gemara calls it Yohavi Siore, if I am really taking advantage of the bait that he set, and the fish are headed for that bait, and then I put a block in between that they can't get this bait, that they have to go through my nets, that the Gemara says, that is pasuk l'chayusei. Now the question which, and that is what Dan Kohn defines in Mem Gimel. So those who are Mekel, like the Ramah, they say, if you read the Gemara carefully, that's not, the Gemara concludes that even pasuk l'chayusei is not usher. And if you look at the Rambam does not quote this situation of the fish. And the Shulchan Aruch does not quote the situation of the fish. So if you look at the page Chaf Aleph and Beis, you won't see any siman in that Gemara at the Shulchan Aruch the Rambam. So the Mekilin, the Ramah seems to say, the Gemara, it was a habiman in the Gemara, but it wasn't the din. The Gemara did not conclude that way. So that's the machloikis, whether the Gemara concluded that Yahweh series of problem, and then take one step further. And that is the Chasam Sefer says, you know what, I'll concede that the fish, that the Gemara does not accept that Yahweh Si'urei, that is awesome. The Gemara accepts that's mutter. The next step must be awesome. What's the next step? Next step is where he can't be a fisherman anymore. Where if I take some of his customers away, some of his fish away, he can still live. Possibly, you say, he has a certain business plan. He thought he should make a certain amount, and I reduce his profit margin. But the next step, where he can't be a fisherman, I've totally ruined his business. Then the Chasam Sefer says that is how we would paskin. The Gemara says we don't paskin the fish case. But the next step, that is how many, many poskim follow the Chasam Sefer. Whenever you hear about Sagas Gavul in modern times, so it's always on the difference of the Chasam Sefer. When it comes to Batei Dinim, so Batei Dinim will usually, unless there's some type of a non-compete clause. Remember the very, very first Din Torah that I was on. I was still a kid, but they needed a third dayan. So it was over in Yeshiva. Rav Shechter was there. I think Rav Willing be the second. I'm not sure. And they picked me up. So the very first was two stores were the two kosher stores. And the second one came in and he started selling things. And the first one was undermining my business. So when they came to us, so the person, the Nitva, the Teveya said, and he signed. We have a star. In other words, the person who, the owner of the three stores, or the strip mall, only took the new store in on condition that he wouldn't sell certain items, certain kugels, certain. So the Teveya said, he signed that he wouldn't sell these items, and he's selling them. So the owner looked at the Nitva, and he said, I can't make a living that way. I know I signed, but I can't make a living that way. It's impossible. So that obviously, the Dayanim said, you have a contract. You signed a contract. And that's the deal of your rental. There's nothing to talk about. They're just the equivalent of throwing the case out. He has to keep the deal. We did. The Dayanim did try to see if they can work out a better deal for the Nitva and the Teveya. So they can. But that's a situation where a person wasn't. That wasn't a Hasagas Gavul case. That was a keeping the deal that you made. Keeping your. That was the very first Din Torah v'Sana. But when communities have a Sagas Gavul, it always comes down to this issue. Either the Dayanim will say, it's too big a marketplace now, there's no Sagas Gavul. Or they'll say, there's a non-Jewish market the non-Jewish vendors. But if they say there is a Sagas Gavul, the one litmus, can your business make it? Given, bring the accountants in, and give us the business plan, and let's look at the overheads. Is it a viable business? If it's a viable business, but it's not the profit margin you envision, then the Dayanim will very rarely ask the new vendor to close up and leave, or not to open. But if the accountants show that, given the overheads, given the project, given the projections and the growth in the community, this is not a viable business, so then Either the Yanim will say, we look like Ramah, the best man went, or they'll say the Chassam Sofer, more likely, let's go with the Chassam Sofer and say, no, then you should know. So go ahead.
And sometimes when you have multiple stories of the same type together,
it's yeah.
Right. District,
the Diamond
District.
Right. So that's an old Jewish joke that when an Einu Yehudi wants to figure out what business to go into, what store to open, so he hires people to do studies, to do market plans, to see what the community needs, what it doesn't have, what stores they should bring in, and then they figure out exactly what is the best chance of making it, and they open the best store. Is when a Yid wants to figure out what to open, he goes to a certain area, he says, oh, there are five butchers, I'll open the sixth butcher. so that's true, and that is definitely part of the thinking that that's when it comes to, that's what Rav Shechter always paskins, when it comes to, when Rabbanim will come to Rav Shechter and say, or Bati Midrashim, so he'll say, no, when it comes to Bati Midrashim, they increase each other. And the Gemara says that a Beis HaMedrash is like a Mokum Znus. So he says, Znus doesn't, there's no saturated market for Znus. Right? Znus always, one Beis Onos with another Beis Onos. So he says, that the Gemara says the same thing is by Bote Midrashim. There's no saturated market when it comes to Torah. So that's what you're saying is that in certain businesses, so you create a greater clientele, right? Yes, so that certainly has to be part of the cheshbon. So let's read what Dan Cohen says in Mem Gimel. In moicher v'revach, elo shemachmos shu moicher bekamuyos gedoylos ma'oid matzliach l'mkor b'mechir nomuch kazeh sham bischarei neyochol lamoid boy nech l'gu bazav poisk. We have a situation where you have a Jewish bingo, right? Or you have a Jewish Costco. So Costco, I'm not sure if I'm saying is economically correct, but the way the Amoris thinks about it is that because they buy such large amounts, they're able to create a greater profit margin for volume. So here is somebody, you have a mom and pop store doing very, very nicely. Now another large Jewish store opens up next to him, and he's able to lower the prices because he's buying in much larger quantities. So what's the din? Because the machlokes about yesha kosvu she'ein b'ze iser kol she'ein kavonose lemoitet es hamischarim. Says there are those who have written quotes that it all depends on the intent. If the intent of the moicher is to make a living and to provide a service, so then be mutter. If his intent is to undermine the little guy, if the intent is to undermine the mom and pop. So it goes by kavanah. In other words, what he's saying is that when the Gemara says that the guy who set up the fishnet, that's posuk lechayusa, and this man the Omer holds that the Gemara did not pask in that way. It's not usher. It's not in the Rambam. So, but what was the Gemara says that's mutter. So what is usher? The Gemara says I can give candy to somebody else. But what is usher is to intentionally undermine somebody else's business. And those who permit it, as long as his intent is not to destroy and undermine, so they will say that even if it ends up you have a monopoly, and you can then end up raise the prices. He says, "Ein zocher l'tov." Chazal don't give him a yeshu kosher. He's not going to get him after yoner for this. She'ein zel l'tovas halokuchos shalhay mischarim v'ashuk. Ultimately, he is not doing a good service. He's going to raise prices, but it's not osir. There are those who say that it's not osir because there was no intent to destroy. Ach yeshu kosvu. He says the Chassam Sofer, he calls the Erech Shain, he says it's also the Halach, the Chassam Sofer, that it is Osir, because even though he didn't intend to do this, but the fact is that he has unfair competition. Right? In other words, the fellow who can give candy, that's fair competition. So I can give one kind of candy, he gives a different kind of candy. All right. But what's unfair? Unfair is that I have such a strong financial backing that I can buy large amounts. I have an uncle who's in lumber. or I have financial backing, I have a huge credit line. That the other guy doesn't have the credit line. So then that's unfair competition. So then that would be that if I have unfair competition and I'm doing well, but there's a place for him. As we discussed last week, Dine Cohen said, but he may have a niche because better customer relations, because he's been here for 20 years already. He may have his own niche. He may have more flexibility. Okay, so then that's called fair competition. And Dine Cohen said, and if it's there, he just doesn't want to develop it, that does not give him the right. It's only in a situation where he claims, I can do things that he can't do. I open up a branch of a major lumber yard or something that he can't do. He doesn't have he's not a franchise. So then the Yeshakosu shelo olam kol shem boicher kol kach mizol shem bischarene yochel lamboid bo near madvarim shekavonose lemoitein vaaser. Then there are those who've written that even if his explicit intent is not to destroy the standing store, but it will destroy the standing store, so then that should be also. Again, so this is, we said before, that there is a machlokes of poskim about whether there is a parsha in halacha about unfair competition. But if you hold that there is a parsha of unfair competition, so then the Pasuk L'chiyusa will be one of the determining factors. Exactly what Pasuk L'chiyusa is a three machlokes: intent, or totally undermining, or unfair competition. Then we opened up last week. We'll come back to, we'll finish up with Mem Hei, but let's go on now to, let's go on to Mem Ches. Right, Mem Ches is Os Mem Ches. So that's a similar question. In the event that we hold there is such an unfair competition. So Mem Ches, he writes, Yesh Rishonim, Shekosfu, Sheish Abdil Ben Amoicher Ba'akroi, Lebein Moicher Shum Nosei B'chach. Right. What's this could be like eBay kind of thing. I'm selling a sofa, right? And or let's say a person gets a Yerusha, person buys a house, and it happens to be it's a furnished house. So he has to sell the furniture. So, and it's all new furniture. So I can now sell my furniture at a much, much lower price than the store next door, the furniture store. Am I allowed to sell my stuff at a much cheaper range? So there are those who say that if it all depends if this is a one-time thing or if it's my parnosa. Hamoicher dover bakroi. I just happen to sell. I happen to have furniture I have to get rid of. Kegoyin valvayshe roitzelam koriz beis. So she'omid b'maso matan. He wants to sell his house. And another person comes and he tries to convince a buyer to buy the house. Right? That is, I'm trying to sell my house and I'm very close to selling it. And then guy three doors down says, "Ah, Rebbe has a customer. I'll go after the customer." In other words, why should I put up my own sign, pay my own realtor? Why should I have to advertise? I'll just sit outside and I'll see which guys are coming to visit Rebbe's house. And every time they finish looking around his house, I'll say, come over to my house. I'm also selling. So, Ubalabai Sacher Reitzel Lishadel Eslekeach Liknoi says Beso Dinoi Kimoi Anim Havach Harara. He says, so then, that's the halach of Onyam Habacharara, that the way I'm describing it would be entirely permissible. If he waits until he's a serious purchaser, and he waits until he's in contract, and we've made a deal, and we talked about the money, and we talked about the conditions, then it might be Onyam Habacharara, but until that it's mutter. However, he says, the top of the next page, Amolifnei shesimku shesikmu ala mechir So then there's Masmichas Das, as we've discussed, and we discussed 3 weeks ago, Ani Mahavach Harav. So Mutter, that would be Mutter. Lu'umazeh, Moichashum Nase Bechach. But let's say, I'm talking about, I'm doing that to a realtor. In other words, there's a person who, their business is, they sell homes. That's a realtor. And what I try to do is go after the realtor. And I follow the realtor around. And whenever the realtor shows the house to somebody, I sneak in and drop my card. So then, that would be possibly the chiyusa. In other words, the...
It's a competitive realtor. It's another realtor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if this situation is where a person's trying to sell a house, I'm just selling my house, so then that's Ani Havach Harara, and then we already defined that until the deal is close to being very, very well formulated, it's a motive for me to cut it. But if I am trying to destroy somebody's business, in other words, this Mandarma was saying, the Gemara in Baba Basra, there was a fisherman, and then he set up his bait, and then I set up my nets. So the Gemara says, you know why that was, you know why that Gemara was ultimately dismissed? Because it was a Sunday fisherman, and he had a simcha coming up, so he had to fish for the simcha, and I mess him up. But what the Gemara is intimating, you know, it is Osir, if this guy is a professional fisherman, that's how he's making his business. And then I cut in on a parnasa, that's possibly chiyusa. So over here, this makes that distinction over here. That could be, against all under yesh rishonim shekasu. Again, it's the same thing we said before. If you hold like the Rambam, probably it's not a problem. But if we follow the Chasam Sofer's approach, that there is a parsha in halacha, a ruinous competition, what's usher, exactly what possible chiyusa is a wide-ranging machlekes, and this is one of the shitas, that it's only usher if it's a... if it's a person's parnasa. Lekeach shegiel l'rishus ha-moicher. And this is, when can you go after somebody's clients? Okay? So that's memtes. Begeder adin shel lekeach higiel l'rishus ha-moicher. Nechlu, when can I go after clients? Okay? So yesh akosu, there are those who wrote, did you follow the fish case? Right? It's when the fish are caught, when the fish is, so then the fish have not yet got to my net. So there are those who will say, again, it all goes back to the same Gemara, the case of the fish. So, and again, saying, even if you're saying the fish case was mutter, what would have been osir? What would have been osir is if the fish are already in my net. If I try to get the fish out of the net, the fish, I'm not sure I made a kinyan on it yet, it could still be hefker. So then, yesha kosvu shaladeya zu, according to that opinion, then once the fish are in the net, so then I can't try to track them out. Yesha kosvu shaladeya zu shalakeh shenichlas achanus bistam sheyikneba, that I cannot go into my competitor's store and try to sell my stuff to clients that are already in the store. Why? Because once they're in the store, al pi roiv, they're going to buy in that store. So at that point, then also the moicher acher l'shadel also. I can't go to somebody else's store and try to convince them to come to my store. Ach yesh mechalkin bein dai lekeach, shenichnas chanus, but there are those who say, still not exact. The fisherman, he put the nets out. And he actually caught those fish. I have a store. I didn't catch the lekeach. The lekeach came into my store. So I haven't yet done a masa that will attract him. So there are those who say that would still be, again, not a tzaddik, but the Beis Ephraim says that would still not be osir. The yesh echilku she'ein ledamos dog she'ki'ilu nichnas ereshes v'nitzon ba lekeach she'dayin l'shilei. And there are those who say, until the guy pays, it would still be fair game. To then in an Aleph, It says there are those who said that to set up a constant source of competition. That would be also. So now let's go back to Memhei. Memhei is the tax case, right? The one more case we'll discuss tonight.
It's never been easier to do this.
Was that
the geofencing? You could pay to have ads pop up on people's smartphones based on locations.
Yeah.
So it's never been. It's very easy to do now.
Very easy to.
To say I could put in. Oh, if the person goes to this furniture store, I want my ad to show up.
You can based on location.
You can say based on location. And I'm buying ads on smartphones for this location.
And that's common practice now.
We're starting to do it.
Wow.
Oh, you're at this conference that we want you to. Uh-huh.
Wow.
But I think it's easier now to do this than before.
Yeah. Well, it's easier to do it in a less obtrusive way, you know. You don't look
at that, like, if you're in wine revs, that then the Judaica House ad like,
pops up. Like,
that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
I don't know how specific you get, but, like, you can.
I know that my kids taught me that there's one store, that there's one online shirts company that you can only get their best deal if you go onto the competition. Because you can only get like 40% off. But if you go to the competing site, so then their strongest, their best deal pops up then. So that's what you're saying. So that. So what you're saying about the Moshe's case brings it really home. But let's say you're talking about Bechlal, so then since non-Jews can do this, so I can do it also. In other words, I have a furniture store. So I know that I would be able to have this kind of advertising pop up because anybody can do that kind of advertising furniture. It could be that when it comes to Wine Reb Judaica, that might be too specific. But what you're saying is this: that'd be the case over here. When is it determined that he's already my client? So halacha lemaisa, the Rama would say everything is not a problem at all. And then those who say the Chasam Sefer would say some say only when you're about to buy, and others would say no, once you're in the store. That's how you find out what the best deal. Best deal that's going on in the competitions by showing up to this store. So let's look at one case which is very, very halacha lemasa, and it's Memhei. We touched on it last week. The Dain Kohen takes a view which he probably would nechluku apoyskim and mutter lemisha mishtamet mitashlo misa. Right? The Reuven is a store, he doesn't pay income tax, he doesn't pay sales tax. And as a result, he charges less. Vindira Shemachloika Samhi Ra Kishamidina de Mahusa Tashlama Misim Matir Esamishar. So Dan Cohen says this is only a shaila. I go to a store and let's say it's out in the open that because they're doing cash, because they say very openly, cash is this price, and if it's tracked it's a different price. Okay. And I don't. That in of itself, I'm not sure if it means they're not paying taxes. But let's say they're even totally honest with it. Open, right? They say this is the cost. You can pay with taxes, pay without taxes. Okay. Now the obligation to pay taxes is on the moicher and the seller. So nirashem machloikas amirakish medina damachusa tashlim. If you're only allowed to sell items if you pay the sales tax, so then that would be that could be a serious problem because I'm not allowed, this sale should not go through. It's also for him to do the sale. So I can benefit from a sale which he cannot do. Ach, lefi anog. That was the Shaila Chasam Sofer and I think with Baruch Epstein, that came to Chasam Sofer that a sale was only legal if you paid sales tax. So the Mechiras Chometz that they did Erev Pesach without sales tax. So the question was raised to Chasam Sofer, the sale's not valid. So the Chassam Sefer wrote that this, that if the government would understand the sale, they wouldn't charge income tax. They wouldn't charge sales tax in this case. A very powerful svar, a very mechudishtik svar, that if they would understand this, this is not the kind of sale that they would want to charge sales tax on. So he says, in that case, it's a serious issue. But in most places where an open market, and everybody has a right to buy and to sell. Even if he doesn't pay taxes. And we can't say that it is osir for him to lower the price for that reason. Okay. So we can't tell him he can't, but am I allowed to buy there? Am I allowed to purchase that? It sounds like the Dan Kohn would not say that it is osir. And the defense of that position would be that one could argue that paying sales tax, a person who does not pay sales tax, is stealing from the government, but he's stealing from what's called hafkos halva. He's obligated to pay tax and he's not paying it. So the Gemara says that that gezel akum is osir, gezel akum is a chil Hashem. However, the Gemara says that lu yitzuri, there would be a situation where it would not be chil Hashem, then it's only osir if I actively steal. But if I don't volunteer to pay, that's not called gezel akum, right? So if they'd come after me and I would lie about what I sold, that's osir, right? But if I would underreport, so that's also osir. I can't lie. But if I report and for some reason the person's not paying, so there are those who would argue that that would not be called gezel akum, and then they would finish up by saying, okay, so then he's doing something wrong, but it's not wrong for you to buy from that store. But Lania's daiti, I would argue otherwise. I would argue that I'm a mesayeya. The person is doing something wrong by not paying taxes. It will be a chil Hashem, right? He is taking a huge risk on it being a chil Hashem. So the person can't do a suffik chil Hashem. I can't take a risk on it. So I can't be mesayeya somebody who's willing to take a risk in Chil Hashem. Rav Shechter has a broader approach. Rav Shechter says in a democracy, if a person does not pay taxes, somebody else is paying it. So if I don't pay, the government is offering us a certain services. Those services are paid by the citizens. The citizens have to pay a certain amount. And if I don't pay my amount, it comes from other place. So I am.
Was that?
But as it is right now,
they have a massive deficit. So the deficit is just bigger if there's less tax.
But the responsibility, ultimately, they will raise taxes. So that's coming from somebody else. So Shechter argues that when it comes to taxes, we should look at it in as more of a shutvis and not keeping my deal. And as a result, it would be Messiah to explicitly get involved in this kind of situation.